Would you remind us what is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings, as in the chant recollecting the Sangha, there's one of these esoteric Buddhist things. It's four pairs are path. The pairs are the path and fruit, so that the path of practice and the fruit of the practice, and so those are the pairs, and the four are stream entry, once-returner, non-returner, arahant. So those are the four stages of realization in the Theravada scriptures. Each stage of realization or becoming a noble being, have the aspect of both the path that facilitates that, and the fruit of the path. So those are four pairs, eight kinds of noble beings. In a nutshell, what's the English translation of the lovely meal blessing? The chant that we do is it has a couple different themes. One is the a sharing of blessings, or a dedicating of blessings, or a spreading of the goodness that comes through the goodness that's done. And the image that is alluded to is that, the filling of a vessel of water that then overflows and spreads out to others. So that's an image of the heart of goodness that touches others. So that recognizing that, and say by that, the power of that goodness which spreads out, we dedicate those blessings for well-being. And also a recognition that, or establishing a wish on our part, acknowledging the generosity goodness that is the basis of the offerings that are made through that goodness, may it result in long life, happiness, good health, well-being. May these blessings accrue. And then the very last chant is through the power of the Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, the devas protect you, may you live happily. So those are some of the what the meal blessing kind of encompasses. And then the last thing is, right, thanks again for all your pearls of wisdom, including what you said about, the conditions that we have are good enough for enlightenment. That's encouraging. Yeah, it is.